The dog was dying, and the Arab sobbing, shedding tears and crying, "Oh, sorrow!" A beggar passed by and asked, "What is this sobbing? For whom are you mourning and lamenting?" He replied, "There was in my possession a dog of excellent disposition. Look, he is dying on the road. He hunted for me by day and kept watch by night, keen-eyed in catching the prey and driving off thieves." He asked, "What ails him? Has he been wounded?" The Arab replied, "Ravenous hunger has made him lamentable." "Show some patience," said he, "in this pain and anguish. The grace of God bestows a recompense on those who are patient." Afterwards he said to him, "O noble chief, what is this full wallet in your hand?" He replied, "My bread and provender and food left over from last night. I am taking along to nourish my body." "Why don't you give bread and food to the dog?" he asked. He replied, "I have not love and liberality to this extent."
Love with the extent. Do you remember? Right at the beginning we talked about it. Beginning book one. We talked about you want to discover what's going on. You found this handmaiden, right? And you gave everything to this one. The problem starts when exception was there. And in book one, he explained this exception is love. Why? Because love is illogical. What is the logic of love? Could you ever ask why somebody is in love or how somebody is in love? No. Somebody is in love and he goes crazy and that's it. He even goes crazy. We call it Majnun, remember? We call it Ishq Junun. Because it is the opposite of this barbaric animal. Because I'm coming from that, right? So this is what the difference is here. Yes.
Bread cannot be obtained on the road without money. But water from the eyes costs nothing.
Yeah, okay, you're laughing. But seriously, think about it. You see how exact it is. Because this is something that I have seen a lot. You haven't. Huh? This is a habit in the mosque. Somebody will go up and will talk about whatever nonsense he wants, then he goes singing and in Arabic saying something or something about that martyrs, and everybody pretends they are crying. And a lot of them, they cry. Okay? Then the guy will say, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." I was one of those children. Yeah. Bring the tea. Everybody is enchanted. That sentiment was nothing. Because after you cry badly and suddenly they will bring tea to you, you act differently. One could see the sorrow in your face. There is no sorrow. And a lot of them, they just pretend. They do just like that. So we would say, even in crying, there is a hell of a difference between this crying and that crying. Here, with a guy, we are presenting to you a normal fellow. A normal fellow likes the dog, but likes himself more. Period. That's simple. This is the simple logic, which is the opposite one. Yes?
He said, "Earth be on your head, O water skin full of wind, For in your opinion, a crust of bread is better than tears.
I hope you know the first word, how it is that phrase. The death or earth be on top of your head. This is something that in crying and in prayer they do this. They put the earth in here when they are in deep sorrow and stuff like that. At the same time, when you want to tell someone that, go to the hell, you stupid nonsense, you will say, the earth be on top of your head. Means even above you is the earth, which is supposed to be down there. So he's playing with all of those words. The guy actually is swearing at him or somehow punishing him that for you, a piece of bread is more expensive than the tears that is coming from your eyes. The tears that is coming from your eyes means the information which is coming from your vision, the way you understand this stuff, that knowledge. Yes?
Tears are blood and have been turned by grief into water. Mm-hmm. Idle tears have not the value of earth. He made the whole of himself despicable, like Iblis. A piece of this whole is naught but vile. I am the slave of him who will not sell his existence, save to that bounteous and munificent sovereign. When he weeps, heaven begins to weep. And when he moans, the celestial sphere begins to cry, O Lord! I am the slave of that high aspiring copper, which humbles itself to naught but the elixir.
Okay, are you listening? What happened? Somebody was walking with a dog, right? Then what? Then a poor man, a beggar, was crossing by, right? This beggar actually asked him what's going on. Now suddenly the beggar is doing this, that I do this, I appreciate that fellow, the hell with you, you were stupid. Suddenly, as if Rumi forgets that he was a beggar, right? But even for the beggar could have this vision that yes, being the slave of the great king is better to be this or that and that. Yes.
Lift up in prayer a broken hand. The loving kindness of God flies towards the broken. If you have need of deliverance from this narrow dungeon, O brother, go without delay on the fire.
Now we went back to that well of the Joseph, which is inside, and Joseph could come out by going through the fire. Everybody, by going through the fire, we let the fiery stuff burn out. Do you remember the Satan is here? Your fire will burn that Satan, and the water will drown him, will put the fire out. That's how it works, yes?
Regard God's contrivance and abandon your own contrivance. Oh, by his contrivance, the contrivance of your contrivers is put to shame. When your contrivance is negated in the contrivance of the Lord, you will open a most marvelous hiding place, of which hiding place the least is everlasting life in ascending and mounting higher.
Read that again. Of which hiding place?
Of which hiding place the least is everlasting life in ascending and mounting higher.
Because in Farsi it's a little bit more than that. If we say the least of the stuff, is that you are climbing the high, you are high forever. And this is the minimum of it. Because I'm talking about getting connected, getting rid of this animal stuff, being the soul, being the spirit. Yes.
explaining that no evil eye is so deadly to a man as the eye of self-approval, unless his eye shall have been transformed by the light of God, so that he hears through me and sees through me, and his self shall have become selfless.
Exactly. We talked about it, and we're going to talk about it a lot, right? We are approaching to the end of the story, and we know the next book we'll talk about not having and not being and none of this. Okay? Here, you will see the opening of these discussions, all of that, to understand it. To say, okay, because in time of Rumi, they talk about good eye and bad eye. Even now, some people are reading that. Somebody has a good eye, somebody has a bad eye. They will say, good eye, bad eye. The worst eye is your eye, you loving yourself. The ego, that's it. Let's explain this one. The story has stopped. First, we explain that, okay, all the intelligence are different, but there is a main source. Then is the fake one doesn't work really. No matter what it is, everything should be really original. And that original stuff is to get rid of this ego, go through the fire, period. Yes.
Do not regard your peacock feathers, but regard your feet, in order that the mischief of the eye may not waylay you. For a mountain slips at the eye of the wicked. Read and mark in the Quran, they cause you to stumble.
This is the trick, that when you look at a peacock, what do you see? A beautiful feather like that. But if you look at his legs, are two ugly, teeny stuff with no beauty at all. This is a good example for you. You always will come back to this stuff. Hey, don't look at your feathers, look at your feet. Because what is the arrogance? What's good about showing off what you have? Only impressing other people, right? But if you let go of that, what will happen? A lot of time and energy and thinking are saved. You could think, because that's what you spend over there, right? The energy and the thought goes there. What's the use of that? You say, let's talk about this bad eye and good eye. But before going there, let's what we are looking at. For yourself, look at your weaknesses. Look about the things that you don't have. Then you try to have it and then you have it. Right? When you show off that I have this, so what? But if you understand that, I don't have this. So you look for it. This is how it works. Yes.
From looking, Ahmad, like a mountain slipped into the middle of the road, without mud and without rain. He remained in astonishment, saying, why this slipping? I do not think that this occurrence is empty. Until the verse came and made him aware that this had happened to him in consequence of the evil eye and enmity. Had it been anyone except you, he would at once have been annihilated. He would have become the prey of the eye and enthralled to destruction. But there came a protection sweeping along, and your slipping was for a sign. Take warning. Look on that mountain and do not expose your leaf, O you who are less than a straw.
A very short paragraph which was in explaining something. Explaining what? The bad eye. Okay. How did he explain? He is